Good day, everybody, from me, Andre Fulyun from Gateway News, with a preview of the God stories we are publishing this week. The deadline for the first round of comment on the so-called prostitution bill expired yesterday, with no indication from the government on its response to appeals from various organizations for extended public response time, as the time allocated for submissions was mainly over the holiday period, when many people were tired and distracted. Last night, Philip Rosenthal of Christian View Network, one of the organizations which asked for more time to respond, says the government may still extend the comment period, but whether it does or not, he urges people to keep on speaking out against the bill. In a statement to Gateway News, he said,
"This is one of the most radical bills in the world that is similar to only two countries in the world, which is New Zealand and Belgium, that would make all activities related to prostitution legal without any limitations. And this could allow pop-up brothels anywhere. It can allow criminal gangs to extend their range into your residential area to promote prostitution, and we really need to stop this from happening. So we are encouraging people to write into the Department of Justice and to protest this. The ANC has also said that they're wanting to test public norms. So this is our duty to speak up at this point."
He said you can protest by sending an email to bills1@justice.gov.za. You can also comment on the Dear SA platform. Other opportunities to speak up include on social media, in letters to the newspaper or your political party or other organizations that may be considering their response. You could also urge your church or organization to take a stand, he said. You should also be ready to speak up in the public process when this bill comes to Parliament, if it does, says Rosenthal. In other news, we spoke to Jasper Kluti, director of Generational Inheritance Group, now known as the GIG Institute, which is passionate about mobilizing people to develop generational wealth and leave a legacy. Entrepreneur and business consultant Kluti said the journey began in 2005 when he was introduced to the International Christian Businessmen's Network, whose South African branch he currently leads. He began to learn about the Kingdom of God and marketplace business. He started to ask questions, which led him to start researching families which had achieved multi-generational wealth in South Africa and beyond. He also studied the biblical accounts of Abraham and the Israelites and concluded that God is very clear about his intention to be a God of generations. This led to the launch of GIG in 2008, which now provides members with ongoing online support and training, coupled with membership of a unique cooperative bank whose products include interest-free loans linked to members' shareholding. While GIG is based 100% on biblical principles, Luti said, the only criterion for membership is, does this generational message resonate with you? The demographic of our group varies from any race and religion and from squatter camp to the northern suburbs. Describing their community bank as a bank for the people, owned by the people, he said God has blessed us with this program that we started small with 40,000 rand amongst 12 people in 2011, and now it has grown to about 700 people nationally with about 11 million rand in circulation. A number of GIG members testify to transforming journeys to financial freedom and significance. Among them, a Malawian man who was a struggling gardener held back by debt when he joined the movement. Today he oversees 7 residential estates has a team working for him, owns a bucky and a truck, and has bought land in Malawi, where he has established a guest house and conference center. You can find out more about GIG on its website at gig-institute.com. And as always, you can read these stories and more on our website at gatewaynews.co.za, or get the news via Facebook at Gateway News page, on Twitter at Gateway News ZA, or in our weekly newsletter, which you can sign up for on our website. God bless you abundantly until we meet again next week.